New year, new you? Well, that may not ring true, but this new year is at the very least an opportunity to turn over a new leaf. It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. And if you're looking to get more active in the new year, there are athletic teams waiting for you to join them. Your age, your ability, your mobility are all irrelevant here because these recreational athletic teams run the gamut and they've been looking for you. So if you've been waiting for your invitation, well, here it is. Our guest, Julia Wolt, Vice President of Alliance Operations with the Upper Midwest Alliance of YMCAs. The alliance includes Minnesota, the Upper Peninsula, and Wisconsin. Julia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Lee.
Thanks for being here. Also joining us is Shannon Gilbertson. She's the General Manager of the Wisconsin Athletic Club in West Allis. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. And Julia, I'll start with you. When it comes to, you know, I want to get up, I want to get out, I want to be more active, but it's a little bit intimidating, it's a little bit scary, and I'm not sure I'll find anything for me out there. What does the YMCA have to say to that?
Well, we've got, first of all, the wonderful thing about the Y is we are scattered throughout the whole entire state of Wisconsin. So the chances are there's probably a location that's close to you. And if you're interested in getting involved, whether you're kind of by yourself and wanting to get started, or if you have a family member or a friend who wants to come with you, we encourage you to come in. Don't be scared. Don't be intimidated. Our staff and even fellow members that come in the door, you know, everybody's had their first day at the Y. So never be scared. Come on in. Stop at the front desk. Ask questions. There's not a silly question to be asked at all. We are kind of here for you. We're here to support you. You know, the Y is about building that healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. That's what we're all about here is really support for you.
And Wisconsin, as I understand it, Julia, is home to more than 25 YMCA locations. Do they typically see a rise in YMCA membership this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's getting in, although it doesn't seem like it with no snow on the ground, but we're getting into the cold winter months. And so, you know, what can you do? What is there to do? And something that's affordable as well. And that is a great part of the Y is just all the things indoors that you can do that's cost effective. And yeah, we definitely see more members coming through the door this time of the year. But with that brings a lot of excitement and a lot of energy. So it kind of invigorates not only our current members, but our staff as well. So it's really a really exciting time of the year.
And Shannon Gilbertson, the Wisconsin Athletic Club, do you see a rise in membership this time of year? And what does that mean for what's happening there?
Yeah, Lee, we absolutely do. I think the fun part about what's happened the last few months is, you know, along with a little boost that we're getting here in January, we're definitely seeing memberships rise throughout the fall into the winter months. Just like Julia said, despite the lack of snow and frigid cold temps. But it's definitely, it creates that buzz this time of year. Our staff is super excited to meet new people. We're excited to welcome new members into our community, make new connections, and really just build those meaningful relationships we have with our members.
Okay, so from my perspective, I've got friends who were parents, and for parents, their children's athletic events come first. How do you carve out time for yourself? And I don't know who to ask this, Julia or Shannon. I'll start with you, Julia. You know, where do you find time for you here?
Well, I always say and encourage start small. You know, people do have a tendency to say, you know, I'm going to change something. I'm going to do it 4 or 5 days a week. Very small wins are actually big wins. So even if it's, I only have 15 or 20 minutes to jump on, you know, a virtual class online, or I only have an hour to give here or there, you know, a lot of locations are open 24/7. So you may think it's a little weird to come in and work out at 10, 11 at night or 4 or 5 in the morning. You know, find what works for you. Small is okay. And again, the little wins are what's going to keep you moving forward. So start small. That's okay.
A little bit it ends up being a lot. We're talking about local opportunities for adults to get active in 2024. And our guests are Julia Wolt of Upper Midwest Alliance of YMCAs and Shannon Gilbertson, who leads the Wisconsin Athletic Club in West Allis. And Shannon, the Athletic Club's website says it's the state's largest privately owned club. It serves the Southeast region. And how many ways do you serve, and how many ways can we be a part of this?
Sure. Well, the WAC is 8 club-wide through the greater Milwaukee area. We have a number of locations to serve various areas of the greater Milwaukee area. We offer everything from youth programming, group fitness classes, sports-minded activities, anything you can possibly think of from your fitness wants and needs, we've got at one of our locations, if not all.
What are some of the team sports that I might be interested in trying out? And would I be good enough to even think about participating?
Absolutely, Lee. All welcome. All levels are welcome, from beginners to advanced. A number of our club locations offer programming from volleyball and basketball leagues, pickleball, which seems to be the new thing this year and into last year as well, along with tennis, racquetball, handball, and a number of other things as well.
Yeah, pickleball is one of America's fastest growing sports all of a sudden, and that according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. Julia, what about pickleball at the YMCA?
Oh, absolutely. I would 100% agree with Shannon. The last, definitely last 5 years, pickleball is growing. The great thing about pickleball is it can incorporate all ages. So sometimes people get the idea, well, it's mostly maybe adults or active older adults, but we have really seen a rise in the interest of youth programs, teen programs, where that age group is getting into pickleball. And then that naturally filters up to other family members. So now we see mom and dad or older siblings coming in, and as a family, they're able to start playing. Pickleball is fun. It's relatively easy to learn. And it can be done in a variety of different places. It can be outside. It can be at a gymnasium or a racquetball court. It's really, really popular, and it is really fun. So if you're ever thinking about, I don't know what this is all about, I don't know if I'm good at it, it doesn't matter. Pickleball is really fun, and I would encourage anybody to grab a racket and try it.
And you can also do pairs, just like tennis, right? So you might be able to find a buddy to help you out.
Absolutely. Yep. And pickleball is very inclusive. So even if you're one person walking in the gym, you've never done it before, they're going to be welcoming. They're going to say, hey, come on over. What do you know? Join us or watch. It's a great group.
Yeah. Last summer, the morning show spoke with Neil Friedenberg, who co-owns a Wisconsin company that makes pickleball paddles. And here's Friedenberg talking about the pickleball craze.
People learn this game very quickly. You can go out there for the first time, get into a group. Pickleball players are very welcoming, so they'll get in there. They know that you're new, and they'll teach you.
Seems to be the case. Shannon, do you see pickleball offering a healthy level of physical activity?
Oh, absolutely, Lee. I agree with Julia. It's definitely for all ages, for all fitness levels. It's a fun community-based sport, very welcoming. It's been really exciting to see, you know, kind of pickleball evolve over the last couple of years and really see its popularity increase.
That's Shannon Gilbertson, also Julia Walt, joining us this morning. And while we talk about opportunities for people of all abilities, I do want to ask each of you about opportunities for people with physical disabilities and what they can do and how they can participate, whether it's at the YMCA or the Wisconsin Athletic Club. And Julia, I'll start with you.
Sure. Well, first of all, I mean, sometimes a barrier is cost. So I do just want to throw out that we do have financial assistance available for anybody who feels that they may not be able to afford a membership or to come in and participate in programs. But when you think about a physical disability, really, there's a lot of different things that you can look at, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. A lot of our locations offer swimming pools. So, you know, if it's hard to get around, starting in the pool to alleviate some of that pain and weight is really helpful. Low impact group exercise, personal training is a great option, because just what it says, it's personal. You sit down with somebody, talk about what you can do, talk about your goals, and they set it up from there. There's a lot to do, you know, and as far as working with kids, a lot of our Ys have relationships with the Special Olympics. There is a lot more than you think that is offered. Definitely, again, like I said, don't be afraid to check out websites or stop by and ask. There's a lot of layers and things, but lots of stuff to offer when it comes to that.
Shannon, from the perspective of the West Wisconsin Athletic Club in West Allis, what do you have to offer for people with physical disabilities?
Sure. Well, I 100% agree with Julia. The pool is a great place to start. It's very low impact, and it offers the opportunity for people with various disabilities to just get a little bit of movement. And I definitely second her comment on personal training. being able to sit down one-on-one with someone and discuss exactly what your abilities or disabilities may be gives that trainer an opportunity to really specifically dive deep individually with that person and determine the best course of action to get them moving and get them involved in the club.
Shannon Gilbertson's the general manager of the Wisconsin Athletic Club in West Allis. Julia Woltz, vice president of Alliance Operations with the Upper Midwest Alliance of YMCAs, which includes Minnesota, the Upper Peninsula, and Wisconsin. And we invite you to the conversation. If you've had this new year, new you experience or turning over a new leaf, what's it been like for you? And what would you recommend for all ages, all abilities, any sport, any team activity? 800-642-1234. And what do these opportunities to stay active mean for you? 800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're starting this new year off on the good foot and getting going with opportunities for you to join any of the number of recreational athletic teams available in your area right now. And our guests, Julia Walt, Vice President of Alliance Operations with the Upper Midwest Alliance of YMCAs, which includes Wisconsin, and Shannon Gilbertson, General Manager of the Wisconsin Athletic Club in West Allis. And we invite you to the conversation as well at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. So I'd ask this question to both of our guests, but I'd also ask it to you if you'd like to chime in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Both Shannon and Julia have talked about seeing a surge in new memberships and more people participating at the start of a new year. But how do you keep that going through the year? Because at some point, some of it drops off as well. Shannon, how do you keep that momentum going if you're going to turn over a new leaf for the new year and stay with it?
Absolutely, Lee. Well, I think true to Julia's point earlier, starting small, we have a tendency to come into the new year, we set these really audacious goals. And then when we slip just a little bit or fall backwards, it can really psychologically derail those change in behaviors that you're hoping to accomplish. So I think just starting with very small, measurable goals, whether it's trying to move for 15 minutes a day, most people can accommodate that in their busy daily lives, or if it's adding a little bit more water or maybe picking one of your meals to add a little bit more protein, thinking about very smart goals, make them small, make them measurable, and maybe add just a little bit each and every week or each and every month to really truly change the behavior for longevity.
Yeah, and this is something I've been guilty of. And Julia, one of the reasons I've been, and I was thinking about this, is why I gave up after a little bit of a new year, new me, is that I didn't see results immediately. I was like, it's not working for me, so I'm not going to do it anymore. What can you do to keep that momentum going and keep active if you're looking to start new habits for the new year?
I would say, and this is just... something that's worked for me as well is write it down. Sometimes I think once we get in, you know, a few weeks or a few months, we forget where we started. And if you can look back and say, hey, I started here and now I'm at this point, you can really see on paper the increases that you've made. The other suggestion that I would say works well for a lot of people is have another person. And that can be somebody who's physically going to meet you or is physically going to be there with you, or even just somebody you're sharing your journey with that can check in with you. I know personally for me, I am much more likely to go in and get a workout in when I know I told somebody I'm going to meet you there at 8 o'clock. They're expecting me to be there. Now, we don't have to sit and chit chat the whole time and, you know, or anything, depending on what you're looking for, but just having that buddy or somebody that's helping you stay accountable is very, very helpful. They're your cheerleader and you can be a cheerleader for them too, which in turn kind of helps make you feel better as well. It's a team effort sometimes.
I really appreciate that perspective. I should have had the buddy system on that, and I think I would have done better. And I also want to ask about the intimidation factor and what it takes to if I haven't been active in a long time, and then I want to start getting active. Shannon, how do I find, what does it take to get the courage to walk through the door and even start in a small way? How do you overcome the intimidation and the fear?
Sure. I think step number one is just walking in the door. I know that I can speak specifically to what we here at the WAC strive to do, and I'm sure Julia can back me up on this with, the WISE community-based memberships, is if you walk in the door, don't be afraid to talk to people. Our staff is very well versed in the equipment that we have to offer, the programming that we have to offer, the amenities that we have to offer, and just being able to ask those simple questions. We do like to offer something that's a complimentary fit appointment where we're walking those members around and we're showing them the spaces. We're introducing them to different pieces of equipment or different machines in a hope and an attempt to take that intimidation factor away. And I 100% agree with Julia. If you can walk in the door with a friend, then that's just a team effort to get you both motivated and started on your journey to wellness.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We're talking about local opportunities for people of all ages to get active in this new year. And our guests are Shannon Gilbertson, who you heard there, who leads the Wisconsin Athletic Club, or WAC, and Julia Walt from the Upper Midwest Alliance of YMCAs, which includes Wisconsin. Also invite you to the conversation before we run out of time here at 1-800-642-1234. Would also be interested in knowing from you how you overcame the fear factor and how you kept going after the new year to maintain momentum of staying active. And why should people consider trying a new physical activity if it feels intimidating, if it's kind of hard work? And Julia, tell me why I should get up off the couch and get going.
Well, I think for everybody, it's about your mental health, right? We hear that a lot in today's society. Everybody has mental health. It's the same as your physical health. So again, just a little does a lot. And keep in mind that, places like MAC, places like the Y, we're all here for each other. Everybody's walking in the door with that same want for themselves to be healthier in spirit, mind, and body. And so that's the greatest support system. And like I said earlier, know that everybody's had a first day. Everybody starts somewhere. And if you take a survey of everybody walking out of our facilities, they're 95 out of 100 times going to say, I feel better physically, but even more importantly, sometimes I feel better mentally than when I walked in. That's what it's all about, is feeling better about everything due to your work that you put into yourself, which is just is very, very important, right?
Shannon, I can't disagree with that. How do I set some goals that I can achieve that can inspire me as opposed to intimidate me? Where would I look to build a set of goals? Write them down, as you say. Shannon Gilbertson, what sort of goals would I look toward depending on, where I'm starting?
Sure. I think the best way to start is think about your movement. What is it that you're currently doing and how can you add small measurable increases to that movement? Again, thinking, am I going to be able to accomplish this? Something that always helped me when I first started on my fitness journey was literally to put that in my calendar as an appointment with myself. If I'm scheduling that time with myself, it becomes harder for me to walk away from that and schedule other things in its place. And then start thinking about, feeling your body, water intake, just making those very, very small steps to move towards a better you. You'd be surprised how quickly you'll be able to increase the time that you're able to move each day, how you're focused a little bit more on intaking proper fuel rather than just feeding your body. You're increasing your water intake. So again, I think it's just small measurable steps day by day. It usually doesn't happen overnight that we become sedentary or unwell. So expecting those changes to happen overnight is a little unrealistic. So think about how can I get into this for the long term and set these goals realistically.
Shannon Gilbertson from Wisconsin Athletic Club, also Julia Walt joining us from the Upper Midwest Alliance of YMCAs. And Julia, I understand the YMCA has programs for older adults who have some limited mobility. What type of wellness programs support older adults at the Y?
Well, again, like we said before, everybody's a little bit different in what they're looking for. We have a lot of our Ys work with local hospitals and clinics. If your doctor has a pre or a post rehab program, we definitely work through that. There are programs for when you think of like cancer survivor, we have a Live Strong program. We have Parkinson's programs, diabetes prevention, which is also, a really hot topic right now is, so the list goes on as far as programs go, but again, it really depends on what that individual is looking for. Everybody is so different, and there's a wide variety of what people are looking for. So come in and talk to us, like Shannon said, that one-on-one, just stopping at the front desk. That's your first step, and we're here to help you take that.
And Shannon, as we wrap up here, what sort of programs does Wisconsin Athletic Club provide or offer for older adults who may have some limited mobility?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming in and speaking with one of our fitness specialists or personal trainers is definitely the first step. A number of our locations do work directly with Cooper Tracks for cardiovascular health and improvement, along with diabetes tracking and support. We are a big proponent of the Rocksteady Boxing for Parkinson's program, where we do get those Parkinson's patients involved in, boxing activities that include agility, mobility, just to keep them active and moving as they progress through their disease. And I think group fitness is a really strong avenue and programming option for our members here. From an active older standpoint, we definitely have things where we've got chair yoga, stretch light, opportunities for them to not only get moving and move to their ability, but also to meet other like-minded individuals who may be in kind of that same boat that they are, and they have that support and they're able to build those meaningful relationships.
So walk through the door and see what's available for you. Set your goals in a way that you can achieve and keep going. Maybe block out some time for yourself on that calendar that has everybody else in it. Some great tips for a great new year. And Shannon Gilbertson, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lee, for having me.
Julia, and thanks to you as well.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Julia Wolt from the Upper Midwest Alliance of YMCAs and Shannon Gilbertson, the general manager of the Wisconsin Athletic Club in West Allis. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent today, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.